If you turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, that's Old Testament. It's one of the Pentateuchs. It's Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 30. And verse 15. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15. And as I said before, you know, if you really need help with the Bible, go to the front of the page. Go to the front of the Bible, and it'll tell you exactly what page it is. Page 247 in my Bible. So in your Bible, it'll be somewhere close to that. Is that your son? Praise the Lord. I've heard so much about you, young man, and here you are. Yeah, we're so glad to see you. Well, we're glad that you're sitting here with your mother. Where's your brother at? Sleeping? We're going to get on hold of him, too. Yeah. Richard. Yeah, that's Richard's mom and brother. Praise the Lord. Yes. Are we there yet? Yep. No? Maybe? All right. Huh? Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. And the word of the Lord says, see. Do we know what see means? Not S-E-A, but S-E-E. That means to look. That means it's visible. See, I have set before you this day. I have set before you. This is God talking. He says, see, not only hear what I'm saying, he said, but see it. It'll be a manifestation. I have set before you this day life and good or death and evil. I have set before you this day life and good or death and evil. So what he's saying is that today you have either life and good or death and evil. So what he's doing is we have a free will. We have a free will to choose which one. Now, I got a little thing here that I'm going to do. And give me a minute. Now, y'all see this? Okay. Now, choose which hand it's in. We don't know which hand this money is in, right? But I'm giving you a choice. So you got a 50-50 chance. A 50-50 chance that whatever hand that you choose, the money will be in it. So, which hand is the money in? This one? Everybody says in this hand, raise your hand. So everybody else is saying it's in this hand, right? All right. For everybody who said it's in this hand, there it is. You get the money. Praise the Lord. That's the hand this money is in. And guess where this money is going? Back in my pocket. But what God is saying, that you see what's before you. It's not hidden. It's you see what's before you. Either life or death or blessings. I mean, life and death or blessings and good. So he said, choose. You choose how you want or what you want. Do you want life and blessings? We all want that, don't we? We don't want death and curses. We all want life and blessings. He says, I have set before you that. And everything that's in you, that I put in you, can give you where you can have life and have blessings. But I'm going to give you a choice, whichever one you want. So I don't know about you, but I want the life and I want the blessings. What is life? What is the lifetime of? We all live. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the and no man comes to the Father except through me. See, even back in the Old Testament, they're talking about Jesus. Even back in the Old Testament, it talks about our Savior. So he says, see, I have set before you this day, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but this day. Life and good or death and evil. In that I command thee this day, here we go again, this day, to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. For thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest and possess it. He said, if you choose life, if you choose blessings, he says, the condition with that is that you got to love me. You got to love me. You can't hate me or don't serve me and get life and blessings. But so many of us, we want the blessings, but we don't want to love the blesser. We want to seek the blessings, but we don't want to seek the blesser. We want all the good things that come from God, the benefits from God, but we don't want to do what he has called us to do, and that's to love him. In order to love him, we got to trust him. And when we trust him, we love him, we will obey him. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, which means if you love me, you will do what I tell you to do. Now, we all stumble and fall at different times. We all do it because we're still in this earthly suit here. But he says, in that, if you choose life and good, I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest and possess it. Now he's talking to the nation of Israel on this. But also he's talking to us also. And he says, but if thy heart turn away from me, if you turn away from me, and if you don't love me, if you don't follow me, if you don't keep my commandments, if you don't obey me, let me tell you, it's not going to turn out good. It's not going to be good. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, I remember when I was a kid, people used to say that to me. I'm thinking, well, that's what cake is for, ain't it? To eat. But they wasn't really talking about that. And then he says, but if thy heart turn away, so thou shalt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. If you be drawn away and don't hear me and don't serve me, don't obey me, but you will serve other gods. Let me tell you something. If you're not serving God, you're serving Satan. Do you know that? If God is not your father, if you're not in the kingdom of heaven, or if you're not a child of God, you are a child of Satan. Many people think everybody's a child of God. No, you're not. If you're not saved, you're not a child of God. The Bible says that you're a father of Satan. I was his kid for many, many years, and so were you. That's why it's such a wonderful thing to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, not only did you wake me up, you woke me up in my right mind because I am your child. I am your child. And I know how much you love me because you sent your only begotten son to be lifted high and raised wide. Oh, when we start to get that, church, then it says, I denounce unto you this day. Here we go, talking about this day. He's talking about right now, right now. Not talking about tomorrow or the next day. He's talking about right now. And you shall surely perish, and that you should not prolong your days upon the land wherewith thou prosper passes over the Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. What he's saying is, if you turn from me, if you don't serve me, he says, I'm calling heaven and earth this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed shall live. He says, you got a choice. I've given you a free will. I could make you serve me. But I don't do that. I want you to love me. I want you to obey me. I want you to serve me because you want to, not because I make you or because you have to. Now, at this point in my life, and I have not obtained it all, but What God has given me, the insight of the little bit that I know about him, what I know, what God has done in my life throughout the years, he did not give me what I deserve, because I deserve hell one way express. He did not give me what I deserve, and I'm so thankful. And then he gave me things that I don't deserve, which is mercy and grace and goodness, provision. Oh, when I'm getting that down inside of me, what he's done for me and what he's doing for me and what he's going to do for me. Now, I know I still have a free will. But y'all know, for those of you who know about horses, they put them things on the side of their head, So they can't look this way, or they can't look. The only way they can look is straight. And that's what I feel today, that God put them things on my head, because I don't want to look to the right, or I don't want to look to the left. I only want to look to Jesus. That's all I want to do, is look to Jesus. And you know why? Because I love him, because he first loved me while I was a sinner. You know, I was thinking, and I was talking to some people about some of the stuff that I went through in my life in the past. And there's no way I should be here today. There's no way I should be. I should be dead or doing life in prison without parole. Just being honest with you. But God, his mercy and his grace, his mercy and his grace and his love. Oh, when I think about that, I got them blinders on. When I think about that, I keep my head toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, from time to time, I ain't gonna lie, time to time, one of them blinders might flip off. But I get it right back on there. I say, Lord, forgive me for letting that blinder flip off. Forgive me, Lord, and help that blinder not to fall off ever again. You know, if I got to get some duct tape on there, I'm going to get some duct tape or some super glue, whatever I need to do to keep that from falling off again. But he says, this day I've set before you life and death, blessings or cursing. And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't know about your house, and I don't know about you, but for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And my prayer is that you will have that same mindset. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Not just on Sundays, not just on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, not just when we're in trouble or we have a need, but I'm going to serve him every day, all day long. And yes, sometimes, you know what I mean? I stumble and fall. Sometimes I make wrong choices and bad decisions. But you know what? Just while we took communion this morning, because his body was broken and his blood was shed, for when I do mess up, all I got to do is go to him and be honest. He already knows. He knew I was going to mess up before I messed up. All I got to do is go to him. Father, I messed up again, and I am sorry. What does sorry mean? Sorry don't mean get me out of this and I'll do it again. You know, for many, many times, Lord, get me out of this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord, that I committed a crime again. I'm sorry that I did stuff that I wasn't supposed to do again, and here I am in trouble. So, Lord, please, I really mean it this time. Get me out of this, and I won't be sorry no more. Because I won't do it no more. But guess what? Did it again. And did it again. And did it again. But thank God I've come to a point in my life that when I do mess up and I say I'm sorry, I got to turn from that. How many times can you be sorry and do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again? Malik, come here. You come in at the right time. Come on down here. Because I love this young man. Malik, do you love me? Yes. Do you trust me?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So I want you to know something. I love you too. All right? Look at your mother. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for hitting you in your head. Do you forgive me?
Yeah.
You do? Give me a hug. We love each other, all right? Come on, I ain't done. Now, you know I love you, and you love me. Look at your mama. Oh, I'm sorry. You forgive me?
Yes.
You love me?
Yes.
Give me a hug. Look at your mama. Oh, I'm sorry. You love me? You trust me?
Yes.
Give me a hug. Look at your mama. Oh. Do y'all get the idea? I'm telling him I love him. Do you love me? We hugged and made up, but I did it again and again and again. And he got to a point where, you know, I ain't going to trust you too much, so he ducked. Because I said I was sorry once, and he took that. I said I was sorry twice, and he took that. Three times he took, but that other time he's like, hey. So how sorry could I be? How sorry could I be if I truly love you?
Not that sorry. If you think about it, look how many chances God gives us.
That's right. Look at, he ready to preach already. Praise the Lord. All right, go on. But once again, you know, when we do things that we know that we shouldn't do, and we're sorry over and over and over and over again, they say, oh, God's grace, he forgives us. You know, the Bible says, God forbid if you think that that's going to happen over and over and over and again, and he's going to continue to show you mercy and grace. He said, God forbid. There comes a time, if you say that you love somebody and you keep on hurting them or doing something that ain't right, how sorry can you be? Yes. You know, something ain't right in the equation. Something ain't right in your heart. You know, Brother Jim was teaching this morning. I tell you, if y'all missing Sunday school, y'all missing a wonderful thing. You know, he brought his apple out. He's done that before, but I love that. He does illustrations from time to time. But he brought his apple out, and he was talking about every good thing, everything that we need in us to serve Jesus and to serve God is in us, already in us, like a seed. That apple seed, when you see an apple seed, it's everything in that apple seed to make the apple tree, to make the apple. So everything in that little bitty seed, we know that it has everything in it. We don't need to add nothing to it or anything else. All we need to do is plant it in the ground, and it becomes a tree. And then you say, well, what kind of tree is this? And after a while, you start seeing little buds, and you start seeing little flowers. And the next thing you see little knots. And the next thing you see apples growing out of that. So we know what kind of tree it is by the fruit that's on the tree. We know what type of person that you are by the fruit that's in your life or not in your life. I'm a Christian, but yet we're not seeing no fruit of the Holy Spirit. We're not seeing anything that resembles God or us being his child. We can talk all we want. We can say this all the time. You know, I say this all the time and somebody got offended. One time I say, you know, I can say every day, you know what I mean, that I'm 5'2" and Chinese. And I can even have a card in my pocket. I'm 5'2" and Chinese. And y'all going to look at me and like, you must didn't take your medicine this morning, Pastor. Because first of all, you're not 5'2" and you're not Chinese. But I'm telling you that. I'm telling everybody. I'm telling the world I'm 5'2" and Chinese. And if there's any Asians in here today, I don't mean no harm. Okay, I'm 5'2" and a leprechaun. Is that better? Well, maybe not. Y'all didn't say nothing about that either. Lord have mercy. Maybe I'm not, I ain't going to say that no more then. All right, because I don't mean to offend anybody. I really don't. But however, let's get back to this here. Free will to choose. God has shown the way to obtain his happiness, joy, and avoid death and destruction. He has shown us a way. He has given us a choice. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. You choose. And be real about it. Be real about it. Because if you say, I'm going to choose God, that I'm going to surrender my life to God. And let me tell you something. You really didn't choose to get saved. He chose you. What you did was just yielded to that. You yielded your life to that. He's the one that chose you. And all we have to do is accept the gift. But so many of us don't want to accept the gift because you say it's too hard. Count the cost. And yes, being a Christian is not an easy life. Absolutely not. And it's going to get worse. But he has given us everything, just like he gave everything in that little apple seed, to become what he created it to be. He created you and me to bring glory to his name. And bring glory to his name means to have a resemblance of his son, Jesus Christ, to live a life of righteousness and holiness, to be separated from the world, not to be a part of the world and the things of the world, not to continue to do the things that we used to do before we came to Christ. So choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Who are you going to serve? Because you're going to serve one or two. You can't say neutral. You can't be a Switzerland. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. One or two. Either God is going to be your father or Satan's going to be your father. It's very simple. Very simple. One of the first choices was, well, Abraham. He told Abraham, come out from your country, come out from your people and everything. You got a choice. You can either stay or go. And Abraham went. Another choice was Egypt. When he told all the people, the Israelis, I want you to kill a lamb and I want you to put the blood on your doorposts. And the death angel will pass over you if you choose to obey me. If you choose to put that blood over the doorpost. Because the death angel, when it goes around, is going to see who has chosen to live and who has chosen for their firstborn to die. And we still have a choice today, church. Notice what he said. This day, give me this day my daily bread. Every day, when we wake up, we're in the crossroad. Am I going to serve and am I going to choose to obey God today or am I not? Am I going to choose to live for Jesus Christ today or am I not? We have a choice. Now, we had a... Carmen and Christy, come here for a minute. I'm using you, Carmen. I want y'all to come here. I know she says, oh, no, Lord, what is he calling me up here? You didn't call my son and call my husband. Now you're calling me. And I missed this last week. These two have been married now for, what, 17 years? Your anniversary was last Monday? Yeah. Was it last Monday?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Lord have mercy. Whenever it was, 17 years of marriage. They had the ups and the downs, you know, but they're here today worshiping together with their son. They're here today loving one another after 17 years. And some, we got some that's been married a lot longer than that. Gary and Claire, how many years? You got to look at his wife, Lord. How many? 56. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But this is a representation of what choosing life and blessings instead of choosing death and curses. I want y'all to come right over here. Chrissy, I want you to stand on this side over here. Now I want y'all to stand right here. Now I want y'all to hold hands and look at each other. Hold hands. You, Carmen and Chrissy, has come to me this day signifying that the two of y'all want to be married to each other. Y'all have said that y'all want to make a covenant to each other and promises to each other. So, Carmen, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. I, Carmen. Love you, Chrissy.
Love you, Chrissy.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
I promise to love you.
I promise to love you.
I promise to cherish you.
I promise
to love you and better and worse. For better and worse. For sickness and health.
For
And better and worse? I said better and worse again. Say it again.
Better and worse.
All right. So, and I promise to give myself to you.
And I promise to give myself to you.
Chrissy?
I, Chrissy.
With you, Carmen. I promise you, Carmen. To love you. To cherish you. For better or for worse. For richer or for poor. In health and sickness. To obey you. Some of y'all got tight on that, didn't you? But you know what? If Carmen is following Christ, he's obeying Christ, and he's the head of his wife, she will gladly obey him and follow him. You don't hear that a lot of times in weddings today. When I asked him, I said, do you want a traditional wedding? Oh, yes. So I say, you got to use that word obey. Oh, no, Pastor. You know, but if her husband is following and obeying Christ, she would gladly obey and follow him. So this day, since you two have confessed your love and you made promises to each other, by the authority invested in me, in the state of New York, in this church, I now pronounce you husband and wife again. Again. You may now kiss your wife again. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, for the second time in the history of mankind, Carmen and Chrissy Constantine. Praise the Lord. That's what is an illustration of when we choose to serve God. They didn't do that just for, you know, they've been married for 17 years now. They didn't say, okay, 20 years, we're going to separate. They made that vow and that promise, to death do us part. I didn't say that. Now say, to death do us part. Look at each other. There you go. All right. And that's the way God wants us to make vows and promises to him, to love him, to cherish him, to be true to him, to obey him each and every day. They don't take a day off their marriage. Now, every now and then when Carmen gets a little squirrely, they got a new camper. She said, go get in that camper. No, I'm just playing. No, they got a wonderful marriage. And I just love them. You know, Carmen is like a brother to me, because my dad loves Carmen as well as he loves me as a son. Carmen lives right across the street from my dad, and he's over there helping him all the time and doing so. I'm so thankful for Carmen, because I can't be there for my dad the way that I want to, you know, because of the things that I'm doing. But Carmen is right there. He's taking up the slack for me. And I'm so thankful for him. And my dad loves him. My dad loves him. Absolutely, he does. And I'm so thankful for Carmen, I don't know what to do. Praise the Lord. But do you understand the commitment in serving Christ? It's not a part-time commitment. Like, they don't have a part-time marriage. It's full-time. So choose you this day. Blessings in life are curses in death. He said, I'll set before you this day. If anybody's here today that has not made that commitment and been serious about it, you see, and been serious about it. A lot of people have been dating Jesus. You know what I mean? They've been dating him. But Jesus wants us to be all in. He says, I knock at the door, and if you open the door, he says, I'll come in. I'll come in, and I'll sup with you, which means I will have intimacy with you. Not just on Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but every day, all day long, I will come into you. Oh, and there's nothing better than serving Jesus. Is it easy? Absolutely it's not. It's going to be harder than anything that you've ever done. But let me tell you something. If God be for you, who can be against you? And the good thing about it is that we have blessings and life in this world, But the real good thing is our afterlife. Because all of us are going to have an afterlife. Each and every one of us are going to have an afterlife. But choose which afterlife you're going to have. You have an afterlife with Jesus in heaven, with our Heavenly Father, or you have an afterlife with Satan and his demons in the lake of fire. Forever. Forever. So see, this is very serious. This is very serious. What you're doing is choosing your destination for eternity. Like Joshua says, today, as for me and my house, the jailer with Paul and Silas, when the earthquake shook and all the prison doors opened up and the jailer ran in the dark and he says, oh, because see, back in that day, you're responsible for the prisoners. And if the prisoners escape, your life is going to be taken. So he was about ready to fall on his sword. Paul said, hey, no, we're still here. What? You mean you had a opportunity to escape this prison, possibly death, but you're still here. Oh, and y'all know the rest of the story. He says, what must I do to be saved? Or what he was really saying, what must I do to have the same mindset and what you guys have? What must I do to have the integrity, the courage that you do? I want that. I want that. I need it. And it says that he and his household were saved. He and his household. He chose life and blessings. You see. So if anybody's here today is the day to choose and be real about it. Just like when they got married, they were real in those vows. And all the rest of you, when y'all got married, y'all made vows to each other. And you were serious about that. But unfortunately, today, you have over 50% of the people getting divorced. You see. But when we come to Christ, we choose him. We choose him. He says he would give us the Holy Spirit to come within us, that we be able to live a life that's righteous and holy with him. And when we mess up, the Holy Spirit will convict us. And that's when we will go and say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And we won't keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. We'll be real. We'll be serious about our commitment, our relationship with Jesus. Now, are you going to be perfect? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to mess up. But the key about that is you confess it, repent of it, and keep on stepping. Because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Our God is a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He's a gracious God. He's a loving God. So once again, if you're here today and you know that you know that you have not chosen life and blessings, you can come today. Because let me tell you something. If you don't choose life of death and blessings, you choose death and curses. There's no in between. You choose one or the other. You choose one or the other. There's no in between. There's no gray area with that. Either heaven or hell, sinner or saint, one of the two. Which one you want to be today? Choose. So if that's you, I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask you to stand. And get serious and come down. Come down. Amen. Stand and come down. Come down here and don't be ashamed. I'm so happy to see you. I don't know what to do. And I saw you the other day and you said, you know, I got to get back. And here you are today. And you're choosing. You're choosing today. Praise the Lord. How good is God? How good is God? Amen, amen. And look at you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How good is God? Come here, Rebecca. Girl, you know we've been storming the heavens for you. Come here. Praise the Lord. You're choosing this day. And you're serious about your choice this day. Because you know God has been chasing you for a long time. Mm-hmm. A long time. But today is stop chasing. Because he's caught you today. Because you chose him today. Praise the Lord. Your life is never going to be the same, girl. Ever. Praise the Lord. For those of you who are standing up here, and for those of you who are standing out there, for those of you who are sitting and you think and you know you should be down here, or you know you should be standing. Because I believe there's somebody else out there that needs to choose to do the right thing today. And I think you know who you are. Because I think the Holy Spirit is convicting you. I think you're getting pricked. You know what I mean? But for whatever reason, you continue to sit in your seat. Well, let me tell you something. There's going to come a day when you have to give an account for not choosing life and death. And let me tell you something. It ain't going to be no do-over when you got to stand before him. It ain't going to be no do-over. Oh, let me go do it again. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go. No, no, no. Ain't going to do no, because he's giving you an opportunity now. He's giving you an opportunity while it's day to choose life and blessings instead of cursings and death. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. Pray this prayer with me. And for those of you who are sitting out there, if you have any doubt, pray the prayer with me also. Heavenly Father, I come before you today. I confess that I am a sinner. But this day, I'm choosing to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died on the cross, shed his blood for my sins. He rose again on that third day that he's seated in heaven next to our Heavenly Father. This day, I receive this free gift of salvation by faith. And Lord, I thank you for giving me the choice of good and life. And I choose that today forevermore in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Does anybody need a Bible? Anybody have a Bible? You got a Bible? You need a Bible? We will get you one back there. Okay, I see you got one on the phone, but we'll get you one back there. We'll get somebody back there to get her a Bible. Perry or somebody. All right, God bless you. And once again, remember what you chose is not just something that you're just doing for today. This is forevermore. This is for eternity. Now, and when your time comes to go meet Jesus, and if this choice was right and it was real for you, when you stand before Jesus, he's going to say, What makes you think that you can come into heaven? You can say, Jesus, I don't think it. I know it. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's going to say, if your name is in here, what is it? And as he looked down the pages, all of a sudden he'll stop and he'll get a smile on his face. He'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not, oh, you know the stuff that you did, you know the lies that you did, you know, no. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, when that time comes, you'll say, thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful that I chose life and blessings. I'm so thankful that God put a new heart in me, gave me a new life. Oh, that he gave me everything, just like that little apple seed. Everything that's in that apple seed, it'll make me grow and have fruit for the glory of God. Thank God for that. We have everything in us to live a life of righteousness and holiness. It's in you now. I want to thank you all. You know, praise the Lord. Pastor, when is your mom going to be here? Do you know? Is she doing okay? Good. Okay, all right. Well, just let me know when she's going to be. Tell her I said hello. Dennis? I love you, man. Come down here and give me a kiss. No, I'm just kidding. Let me kiss your forehead. You know, let me say something about that. Because some of y'all might get the wrong idea about pastor. Let me straighten it out now. Okay? The Bible says greet each other with a holy kiss. Amen? And that's what we do, is a holy kiss. Now, a lot of the Mennonites, the men, they'll kiss you on your lips. I haven't gotten there yet. I ain't gotten there. You know what I mean? Now, I've had brothers come up to me and I turn my head, turn my cheek. You know. But, you know, I know it was when they do that, they're sincere about that. There's nothing funny about it. Ain't nothing funny. Ain't nothing squirrely about it. They'll greet each other with a holy kiss. Amen. Praise the Lord. But anyway, I want to thank all of y'all for being here today. Now, you know, we're going to have another baptism. And I'm thinking probably December the 3rd. What's that, Paul? No, you can't use that. That's going to be off for you by December 3rd. He's showing me that little pocketbook there. Tomorrow I can't go in the water. That'd be off for you, but no. I'm thinking that we will probably. Now, is any in here that has not been baptized since you have been saved? You? One? What's the other one? You? Okay. Three? Anybody else? Four? Praise the Lord! He raised his hand! Amen! Thank you, Jesus! Amen! Praise the Lord! Okay, we're going to do it today. Boy, it changed his mind. No. We're going to do a baptism. What is this? What month is this? August. Your water's real warm now. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe the first week in September. And she'll be good. The first Sunday in September, we're going to be doing a baptism. Okay? For those of you who raised your hand, we know who you are. And for those of you who didn't raise your hand, you know, if you have not been baptized, you need to be baptized. Don't mean that, you know, salvation, but it's Jesus says, you know, once we are saved, we need to be baptized. We need to follow in his steps, and what it represents is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we have not lost anybody yet. Nobody. Not yet. So, the first week in September, after church, we're having a baptism service. So praise the Lord. And if you're here today and you say, well, I was baptized when I was a baby, don't count. I was baptized when I was a little boy and they made me go do it. It don't count. Don't count. You need to get baptized after you have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and your Savior. As a baby, you couldn't do that. As a child, you might have said it, but it didn't mean nothing. Same thing with me. They made me get baptized at 12, didn't do no good. Went in a dry devil, came out a wet devil. But once I came to Christ, I got baptized again. So we will be having a baptism service. So think about that, church. Think about for those of you who were baptized as a baby or baptized when you was a little kid or whatever. You know, come to the river. We have a wonderful time out there. We have a whole service out there. And it's just a good, good time. A wonderful time. Father, we come before you today giving you honor, glory, and praise. We want to say thank you, Lord, for the day. We thank you for the miracle that we've seen yet again, that souls were saved today. The names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life today. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would just be with each and every one of us. And, Lord, that when we wake up in the morning, that we will thank you, Lord, and ask, Father God, what do you have for us to do today? And that we will choose life and blessings every day that you wake us up, oh, Father God. And I pray for traveling mercy for everybody going home today. In Jesus' name, amen.